All right, folks, welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us creating healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving but really receiving? Like a sponge, soaking up everyone else's emotions without time to recharge your own battery. Yeah, me too. But guess what? That doesn't have to be our reality. Stoicism offers some seriously powerful tools for building those rock-solid boundaries that protect our emotional well-being and let us thrive in our relationships, not just survive them. Now, before you think this is all about being cold and distant, hold on a second. Healthy boundaries aren't about shutting people out, they're about cultivating respect, understanding, and genuine connection. It's about saying yes to what truly nourishes us and no to what drains our energy, both mentally and emotionally. Think of it like this: you wouldn't let just anyone walk into your house uninvited and start rummaging through your belongings, right? Relationships are no different. We deserve that same level of respect and consideration. So, what does this actually look like in practice? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those strong, healthy boundaries. First off, know yourself. What are your values? What makes you feel drained or uncomfortable? What are your non-negotiables? This self-awareness is the foundation. It's like having a roadmap for navigating those tricky relationship waters. You can't set effective boundaries if you don't know what you stand for, right? Second, communicate clearly and directly. Don't beat around the bush or expect people to read your mind. Be honest about your needs and expectations. Practice saying no kindly but firmly. It feels awkward at first, I get it, but trust me, it gets easier. Remember, a true friend will respect your boundaries, even if they don't always agree with them. Third, set limits on your time and energy. You are not obligated to be available 24/7 for every drama or request. It's okay to say, I can't talk right now, but I'll call you back later, or I need some time to myself to recharge. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential. Fourth, don't take things personally. Sometimes people push boundaries because they haven't learned how to respect them. Remember, their behavior reflects on them, not on you. You can't control other people's actions, but you can control your reactions. Breathe, stay calm, and reiterate your boundaries. And finally, practice self-compassion. It takes time and effort to build healthy boundaries, so be patient with yourself. There will be slip-ups along the way, that's okay. Just learn from them and keep moving forward. You've got this. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend constantly calls late at night, venting about their drama. They expect you to drop everything and listen for hours on end, even though it's impacting your own sleep and well-being. Sound familiar? That's where those boundaries come in. Next time this happens, take a deep breath and try something like, "Hey, I care about you and want to be there for you, but late night calls aren't working for me right now. Can we maybe chat tomorrow morning instead?" See the difference? You're still being supportive, but you're also protecting your own time and energy. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to create healthy boundaries in your relationships. Remember, these aren't just rules. They're tools for building stronger, more fulfilling connections with those who matter most. Ready to put this into practice? Take a moment now to think about one relationship where you could benefit from setting some healthier boundaries. What would that look like? Who are the key people in your life, and how can you communicate your needs more effectively? I want you to go out there and start building those walls of emotional strength. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. Stay stoic, friends. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. And until next time, keep on rocking that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.